The latest show, listeners. Today is a time machine episode where we go back to episode one.
The latest show featuring Ken Steffler and Jose the Poodle. Hello, this is Ken Steffler, and I'm testing my, this podcast recording, just to see if I can get good sound. I'm eating some breakfast. It's Sunday, Sunday at 9:48. It'd be awful if this podcast went out and I choked to death during it. But anyway, I've been listening to a few podcasts. The first one I listened to was My Gay Life, which is up in Chicago, or out of Chicago, Scott. Then I heard of about Scott Mendo's podcast from that podcast. And Scott Mendo, he had a podcast, he talked about Zillafag, I think. He's from Columbus, Ohio. Scott Mendo, he's from Orange County, formerly Seattle. And then from Zillafag, I learned about Reagan Fox. And from Reagan Fox, I learned about, let me click here. Feast of Fools. And I haven't really listened to any of those yet. Let's see here. Some other podcasts that I've listened to is Daddy Quake. They're in San Francisco, but there's been no new ones. Then there's Jub Radio, Just Us Boys. It used to be Link Me All Over, free porn, free gay porn. Jub is very slick. I like the I liked what I saw. Heard, I should say, but they haven't had a new one for a few weeks either, so who knows. There's this other podcast called The Other World News, which is like a play, radio play, and the two I heard are really great. That's all there is. Two and it's gone. And then Oipod, I think it's a drag queen from New Orleans. Interesting. An Unnatural Acts of Opera, which is La Chieca, guy from New York. All these podcasts, these operas that were recorded in the 50s and 60s. Great stuff. And that's what I'm listening to and on these podcasts. I'm rude for eating breakfast, but this is really just a test. So hold on. I'd tell you what kind of cereal I'm eating, but I don't want to. Unless Unless the cereal company is going to pay for advertising, I won't mention it. Sounds like that, though. Let's see. My initial ideas for the podcast were to... To talk about things in my life. I'm 40 years old. I turned 40. Oh, man. It's not a bad thing. I had this... like, these realizations, like, you know, I could be halfway over my life. Do I have enough in my 401k? What the hell am I doing? You know, these kind of things. I guess my midlife crisis. But I wanted to talk about my story. I'm in Massachusetts. I grew up in Pennsylvania. 92, I came to Boston. And I went to an Outright conference. Outright 92. Which is gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, etc., etc. conference. And there, I heard a woman speak. Can't remember her name. You know what? It might have been Allison. In fact, it was. It was Allison somebody or the bastard out of Carolina. She wrote Bastard Out of Carolina. I didn't read the book, but she said, you know what? Everybody has a story. And it's important to tell your story. And especially for gay people, or whatever, queer people. It's important to tell your story. And I think, you know, it's like you grow up and you have this idea of what life should be like. I grew up watching the Brady Bunch. And I really thought other families were like the Brady Bunch, where they sat down at dinner and everybody, you know, it was just so perfect. And when people were bad, you know, they... oh, Dad, I'm sorry, you know, I've learned my lesson. It's not like that. I mean, I knew this before my 40th year, but you get stuck in your kid, and you really think this. You know, that's how you relate to other people. Jeez, my life isn't anything like this. And you sort of hide yourself. Forces you to hide yourself. Awful. That's probably a bad thing about television. It's mind control. William Burroughs talks about control a lot, how governments control people, and how the Incan society, or the Aztecs, controlled everybody through their religion, because every day was a holiday, every hour meant something. So, you know, whatever you did, whether you farted, I mean, it meant something. That's control. I think TV is a little more insidious. So, where was I? I've lost my train of thought. I guess that's what happens when you turn 40, but... yeah, TV. Brady Bunch. I grew up, I thought everything was like the Brady Bunch. My house... but not the Brady Bunch. And I'll talk about that later. So, that's an idea. That's something about my life. Another section I want to talk about is Brenda Starr. You're probably thinking, what the fuck? Brenda Starr is great. I've just started reading Brenda Starr the past 2 weeks. She's great. What was I missing? All these years, I could have been reading Brenda Starr. She's terrific. Well, I don't know if this is the end of Brenda Starr or not, but she was poisoned, and they're going to bury her. So, I have to stay tuned. I hope it doesn't end because I just found it. And there's a gay character, Biff or something like that. Okay. Another thing I wanted to do was read Bible quotes. And I'm not religious. In fact, I don't like organized religion. But, you know, some of that Bible stuff is so crazy. Sorry for this, you know, burping. Don't get my bowl away. Hold on. Jose. That's Jose, the poodle. And he is the inspiration for Flatus Records. So anyway, the Bible. There is a part of the Bible I love to read. It's Joshua, I think it is. And it talks about how when the Hebrews stopped wandering in the desert for 40 years, which is a long time, and they were eating manna, and they were shown the promised land, before they could take over the promised land. Of course, it was already populated at that time. Sound familiar? Men had grown foreskin. All the different generations of men. So all the men had foreskin at this point. So God said, well, you know, I let you wander around for 40 years, and, you know, I didn't require the foreskin to be circumcised, so you're going to have to circumcise all your men before you enter the promised land. So what they do is they circumcise, you know, 50,000 men or whatever, and they said, and this hill, and they put the foreskin, I guess, in a pile, and it was known as the Hill of Foreskin. I read that, and I thought, geez, the smell, first of all. The Hill of Foreskin. So I wanted to read things like that, because, you know, we're not told this stuff, I think it's good for us to know. So, you know, if we ever, you know, come in touch or in touch with, you know, one of these born-again Christians trying to save our souls, we can just, you know, we'll know quotes to, you know, crack back at them, you know? That's another thing. Brenda Starr, Bible, quotes. Let's see what else there is. As I'm talking about my life, it's going to come up with different things I was interested in, like, in the 80s was Jane Roberts and Doctor Who and all sorts of things. One of the other sections, which I wanted to do, and I'm in the kitchen. Hold on. I have to find it. And I don't know if I'm going to try to, you know, keep this, you know, public domain information. So I'm not going to play any music that I don't have a right to play. Though I wish I could, because there's some things I would like to do. And let's see here. This is 29. You know, I thought my modern Priscilla had been a public domain, and I don't know. Is it? Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, the year here. So, okay. The modern Priscilla, for those who don't know, was a magazine, I guess, in the 20s. And they came with a cookbook. And I guess it was to teach, you know, the modern gal how to, you know, cook and feed her husband. And there was a cooking school, too. And it was in Boston? Yes, 85 Broad Street, Boston, which I don't even know where 85 Broad Street is, and I live here. So maybe that has been, you know, paved over. So it's a really great cookbook, and I've actually made a few things from it. But there's some really weird, weird things. So that's one thing. I'm trying to find a recipe I could read you. That's kind of odd. Well, here's something. Let's see. Okay, I'm just going to flip through it, right? And this is what is the recipe. So you can take this down. I'll read exactly as it is says in here, okay? It's Clifford tea cookies. I've never made these before. But the ingredients are 1 cup of butter, 2 cups of brown sugar, 2 eggs, 3.5 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of chopped nuts. And here are the instructions to make the Clifford tea cookies. Cream the butter and sugar thoroughly. Add the eggs and continue to beat. Sift flour, soda, and salt 3 times and add with the nuts to the first mixture. Pack in a mold and leave in a refrigerator overnight. Then turn out on a board and slice as thin as possible and bake in hot oven. Time in oven is 15 minutes. Temperature 400 degrees. Servings 60. So next time you have to go to a party or something and you need 60 cookies, that's a good recipe. And let me know what you think of this. So a recipe if you make it. I'll try to make it too, but I'm not going to guarantee that because I'm trying to cut out sweets. But I will, I'll try. Okay, so that's that. So, A Modern Priscilla, I'm trying to find public domain cookbooks to find out what those people ate back in, you know, whenever they were, these cookbooks were made. So, let's see. Eventually, and hopefully it works, I don't even know why it's not working, I have a website, www.kensteflersmusic.com, and I'll have that information on the info side of my podcast. You can reach me at several places. Kenty at kensteflersmusic.com, 12tone12 at yahoo.com, and well, at least those two places for now. I'm saying a lot because I'm not really sure what to say and stuff just coming through, so bear with me, and I'll probably edit it out. So books, reading, okay, books, I want to plug a book. Marilyn Robinson is the author, and she wrote 2 books, one in the early 80s, which is called Housekeeping, just excellent, and her latest one, Gilead. So read those 2 books because they deserve to be read. Let's see. Well, yeah, maybe I'll talk about books because I love books. I love music. I'm interested in composition. I'm interested in modern classical music. I mean, it's hard to talk about this because no one really understands it. When I say, oh, I'm interested in modern classical music, and people say, what, like Enya or George Winston? And I'll be like, no, like Milton Babbitt, Arnold Schoenberg, and Roger Sessions, and Alban Berg. And they're like, what? And so I don't even talk about it anymore. I don't even mention it, but I'll mention it now. So those last 4, you can look those up and figure out what kind of music floats my boat. However, I'm also interested in you know, show tunes, and especially B musicals that were recorded that didn't make it big. So I have a shitload of LPs, and I try to find the B musical. And, you know, there are some really great musicals that just, you know, never made it for whatever reason. At least the music's good. Maybe the book was awful. So, you know, that's another thing I'm interested in. Joni Mitchell. Rufus Wainwright. He's the new guy. Just listen to him. Another thing is internet radio. And the BBC has a great website. There's, like, you know, 4 or 5 channels. I listen to BBC Three. And because I listen to their opera broadcasts on there and other things. Another thing about, you know, the classical music business, I love, or my listening, I should say, is opera. I love opera. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Tweak my nipple, I love it so much. So, there's a web page, which, let me find it now, and I'll tell you what it's called, and it tells you the information on the webpage is invaluable, because basically you check it out and it tells you, I'm sorry, you know, maybe I'm retarded, but sometimes I cannot talk and figure out what I'm doing here. Just hold on for one moment while I find this. Oh, yeah, it's in my favorites. Huh. Okay, here it is. It's Opera on the Internet. And it's www.operacast.com. And, you know, it's just great. You click on, okay, today's Sunday. This Sunday, okay? And what do we have? It tells you everything. It tells you everything. It says 1 p.m. and then it shows what they're going to be, you know, playing that day. But this is just not, you know, American, you know, radio stations which are, you know, available on the internet. It's all over the place. I mean, there's like the Netherlands, they're great. A lot of great stations in the Netherlands. Germany, France, Switzerland, Chile, Brazil, all over. And there's a crap load of opera broadcasts. You wouldn't believe it. You know, you think, I don't know what you would think. You know, I didn't even know. And I like opera. I just figured no one, you know. It's not going to be a broadcast of operas. It's too damn long. But no, there are many, 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 many broadcasts. So I try to support those stations that have this. So that is one thing here, opera, and that page is so great. I'm not being supported by this either, but I think it's a great station. I want to let other people know. So, I live in Massachusetts, and I have a partner. We've been together since 97, and we aren't married yet, but we're planning on getting married. And we've had friends who've gotten married. It's great, it's wonderful, but we need to bring it to a national level, because I want to have the government benefits. And that's all I'm going to say right now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you listen more. Thanks. Thank you for listening to The Flatus Show, brought to you by Ken Steffler and Jose. Copyright 2005, The Flatus Show.